Hello, everybody. This is Trustee John Sias. I'm chairman of this committee. I'd like to call this meeting to order. Let's see here. You want to do the roll call?
Barry.
Here.
Boyer.
Here.
Sias.
Here.
Olson.
Here.
Bucaro. Absent. Daney.
Here.
Hopkins.
Here.
That's a good one. And then Mark Hoffman.
Here.
Okay. All right.
And let's do the Pledge of Allegiance. Flags right here.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. And do we have any town hall?
No, we do not.
Seeing none, we will move forward. The purpose of this meeting is to discuss the Decennial Committees on Local Governmental Efficiency Act. And moving to the agenda, item number one is approval for Trustee Olson to attend the Committee of the Whole meeting via the phone. Would anyone like to make a motion to approve Trustee Olson to attend this way?
I'll make a motion.
Trustee Daney makes the motion. Anyone like to second?
Second.
I see Trustee Boyer with a second. Any discussion? All in favor? Should we do a roll call? All in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes. Trustee Olson, you are welcome to attend.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Next up is the Open Meetings Act training.
So I just wanted to let you all know that everybody that serves on the Decennial Act Committee or the Decennial Committee is required to have an updated FOIA or have an updated Open Meetings Act training certificate completed. So I did send the information to Aiden and Stephanie, and they're going to be working on that to get that completed. I did pull some of the old certificates, and a couple of the trustees are not up to date. So if you are not up to date, make sure that you work on that in the next couple weeks. I can let you know who's not up to date.
Great. Any questions about that? There shouldn't be. All right. Very good. Moving on. Memorandum.
The memorandum I just included in this packet as a review and kind of a description of what is expected of us as a committee, and so just that we have it on hand for reference in the future if there's anything that we need to go back and look at.
Great. I don't think we have to pass things for what we're doing.
No.
Okay. All right. Any thoughts, questions, concerns? Good. Very good. Moving on. Item number four is the sample library report.
So what I did was include a copy of the full sample of the library report that was provided to us by the attorney firm Ansel and Glink. So just to have that on hand, feel free to look ahead. And we've broken it down into four sections, so you can start kind of thinking about future things that we'll be discussing down at the future meetings. I just, once again, included it in the packet for your reference and review.
Very good. Hearing no questions, concerns, we'll move on to item number five. Unit of government submitting the report.
So that is basically just a listing of the library, the name, and our library, the Bartlett Public Library District. That's who we're going to be submitting the report on behalf of.
Very good. Seeing nothing, hearing nothing, we will move along. Item number six, information about the Bartlett Public Library District.
So this includes how many library or library branches we have. So we have one library and we're located in DuPage County. But I also wanted to point out that we serve residents in Cook County as well, because I think that's a special distinction for our library. And then they also asked us to look up how many libraries are in the county of DuPage. And we did confirm with Rails, which is Reaching Across Illinois Library System. So they're like, takes care of the northern libraries in Illinois. And we have a total of 29 libraries in the county of DuPage. The second item under this section is how, what is the population of our territory? Recently, it was increased to, or actually decreased to 36,034, and that was a result of the last census. We have 19 full-time employees and 21 part-time employees, not including board members, so board members are separate. Our annual budget for the 2022-23 fiscal year was $3,459,412. And our library's equalized assessed valuation for 2023 is $1,213,011,455.
Very good. Any questions about that or comments? Very good. Moving along. Item number 7, information about the committee.
The next section just lists out everybody who's on the committee. This is fairly simple. We're kind of just giving the basic information to get started. So we do have all of our 7 trustees and our 2 library residents. Please note that one of the trustees will be taken off of the list at the next meeting, and then the new one will be put on after they're sworn in.
Fair enough.
Question?
Yes.
Yes.
So if right now we have Aiden and we have Stephanie. If someone else in the area, even though it's after the fact, if they're interested and just want to come and sit in on the committee, any problems with that?
On the committee?
Yeah. You can have as many residents on the committee.
Do we have the ability to say, no, we don't want you, if that's what we prefer?
I don't think that would be in the best interest of the committee.
Okay.
I would probably would want to meet with them prior to them joining the meeting and update them with all of the information that we've covered and gather input that way.
Okay. So if they don't want to become part of the committee, seeing as how it's an open meeting, they could come and just sit in and listen then?
Absolutely. And then offer feedback during town hall.
Okay. Thank you.
This is Trustee Olson. I have a question about the committee. When at the beginning of the meeting, there was a roll call, and this is not a, I guess it's a committee of the board, but it includes 2 additional persons that are not board members, and I didn't hear them included in the roll call. Shouldn't they be part of the roll call?
They were included. Hopkins actually said she was present for Heidi, and then Aiden said he was present, and I will add them onto the agenda.
Okay, thank you.
Those are good, relevant questions. Anything else? Very good.
One really fast question. Yeah. I had when I was reviewing that packet today. So I'd be correct in saying that we have at the library more part-time employees than we do full-time?
It depends, because your part-timers can be classified and lumped together as the equivalent of full-times, but
okay.
A full-time employee, but technically we do have 21 part-time employees and 19 full-time.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Yeah, but we're looking to hire a couple more full-time, so okay. Hopefully that'll even out.
Okay, thank you.
I had a question about that, too. Is that, like, fully staffed, or is that, you know, hiring a few more would be fully
this
staffed?
This is staffed as a current level.
Right.
Yeah, so we do have the marketing manager position open, the assistant director position, however we reorganize that. Mm-hmm. I believe we have a part-time circulation position open and a part-time facility maintenance, facility assistant position open.
Okay. And then with, like, the 21 part-time employees, is that... Are those positions, you know, ideally part-time employees, or is it something that you came to that because of, like, you know, staffing shortages? Like, we want this to be full-time, but we're split at part-time.
No, I think we've got a really good balance right now.
Like, that's what the idea
is. Yeah. When I started years ago, we had about 60 employees, mm-hmm. and just based on the workflow and what's going on, that has decreased significantly. But I think once we get fully staffed with those mm-hmm. open positions, I think we'll be sufficiently covered.
Very good. Information about the committee. Very good. Okay. Number 8 is dates that the committee will meet.
So John and I had talked, and we kind of threw out the second or the first Monday of the month, but I think that what I'm understanding is we might have a conflict with that date. So I don't know if we wanted to consider changing it, because I know that there's another community group that meets on that first Monday.
Yeah. We're supposed to have, I believe we're supposed to have, at a minimum, three more over the next, honestly, I forget, year
18
and a half,
months.
Something like that. We could go for like the fifth Monday and a little weird months, but you can't possibly do things habitually on the fifth Monday. Shouldn't be any meeting type conflicts if the first Monday has some conflicts. That's an idea, or the second, or the fourth.
The second might work, the fourth would not because of the foundation.
And the second, well, it doesn't matter. I was able to split my time, so.
Does anybody have any strong feelings about the second Monday of each of
that's
not, the, not
well,
each
actually,
month?
Actually, that's
month.
The,
second
I would,
Monday?
That's second, I have a meeting scheduled on the second.
Say, but like the fifth Monday.
Fifth Monday, there would be no problem.
Does every month have a fifth
no.
Monday?
Well, no, but there
like,
was.
Oh, you would make
July,
a point when you
not
do
not
it.
August.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
I'm pulling up a calendar right now, so in this month.
Soon as you got a year,
year
and a half to go.
July has a fifth Monday. I don't know, but I won't be here. Forget that. But
then,
it has.
Then October would be the next one.
Okay, October is the 30th. It's not Halloween. It's the 30th. That might be a reasonable next one.
And we can just set the next one and then do the next one after that instead of trying to get them all panned out.
And if we happen to like this fifth Monday thing, January would be after that. Not trying to fly in the face of what you just said, but. No obvious holidays or anything like that getting in the way.
So what I'm hearing is that the committee would like to move forward with Monday, October 30th at 7 p.m.
That works for me. Does anybody have any different thoughts?
That works for me.
I won't be able to have time to go look forward just because I work Monday night. I think you all will be okay.
Thank you. Good. Let's make that the plan. I see that's 8 and 13 look similar to me. I'm not sure. Set future meeting dates and dates that committee will meet.
Yeah.
Did I jump ahead a little bit?
No, I just wanted to confirm the dates. I did it twice.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We're good.
So let's put 7 o'clock on October 30th as our next meeting date. Whether it's number 8 or number 13.
So the tentative meetings from the packet are not going to be. We're not going to do those. We're switching to. Okay. Thank you. Just wanted to make sure. Thanks.
All right. If that's out of order, so be it. But we're done with number 8. Number 9, core programs / services offered by the Bartlett Public Library District.
So here is where we start to get kind of into the meat of thinking about what our library does and what we offer. So I went through and brainstormed every possible thing that I thought we had, and then I passed this all out to the managers. And I think we came up with a pretty concrete list, so I hope you had time to read through it. My question to you is, do you think that we're missing anything from this list of services that we offer or programs, core programs that we offer? I broke it down into items that we check out because I think that our collection is a major part of what we do. We've listed every single item that we have in our collection. I put the second section as databases because we really are trying to promote those and those are a valuable resource for our patrons. I think that is probably an area that we could really work to market because they are a more expensive service, but we've included all of the ones that we have. And then I did every single program that we have offered, had offered, and I think we covered quite a bit, if not all of it. And then we did miscellaneous offerings because some of these things came in where I didn't know how to classify them. So I do think we offer a comfortable space and a safe space, access to internet, computer use. So we have a list of 17 different items that we offer that I would technically lump under miscellaneous. So I'd like to open it up for a discussion if anybody thinks that we're missing anything or anything that we could add to the list.
I think that we have outkicked the goal of core programs. That is an exhaustive list of programs. I'm of the mind that is adequate, but if anybody else has thoughts, fire away.
Am I missing anything from the team perspective or from a patron perspective, Stephanie, that maybe you've experienced or you've done? I had the geo thing because we worked on that. Right. You worked on that with Sandra.
A question about it was, is this since all of time or within the last year, like this list of...
That's a realistic question. They didn't give you any direction, so okay. I just did it from the time that I was here. Okay. And that's 11 years.
This is a brand new entire thing.
Right.
And there's some guidance and there's some figured out involved.
Okay. So, yeah, that's kind of my thought, like reading this, or do we clarify that over the span? You know, if you're reading this report, is this something that happens all the time? Is this something that happened once 11 years ago?
This is what we've been currently actively doing for the last 11 years.
Okay, so all these things are ongoing.
Yeah, but, you know, like the GEO thing just recently started a couple of years ago.
Sure.
You know, the Illinois Library Presents is a couple of years.
Right.
Story times we've been doing since the start of, you know, the library, you know.
But all the things would be current. It's not something that happened 10 years ago and it was once.
This is all stuff that we offer right now.
I think that makes sense.
Would SAT, ACT study guides fall under print books?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Perfect.
But that's a good thought process because those get checked out quite a bit.
Yep.
Joe, do you have anything, or Trustee Olson, do you have anything to add?
Well, I wonder about the definition here, and I'm wondering if we shouldn't, because this is a 10-year report and intended as a look back for the last 10 years, if we shouldn't keep in mind that it is from 2013 to present.
I can make a statement clarifying that.
Yeah, just because the I think intent of the legislation was to be a look back over a 10-year period.
Okay, I can add that. That's a good suggestion.
Thank you.
Do you, and you probably have a reason that you did this, like, is there a reason not to separate out, like, youth, teen, and adult programming? I'm especially thinking about the discussion at the last board meeting about what happens in each of these departments, like, to really, like, look at how are we allocating resources and programming?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I just wanted, my goal was just to get
a list
of everything comprehensive.
And I know this isn't finished.
Yeah. And I think that we could take it a step further and break it down between those three categories. I think that's a great idea.
I think as I interpret the word core, it is not intended to be literally everything, but it can't hurt.
Right. Well, I even kind of that, I'm thinking like the core is this, and then these are bullets that fall under that. The core is, you know, youth services and or like youth programming, and then these are examples of something.
Yeah.
That's also a formatting.
Yeah. I think nobody said, are we doing it wrong? But
the question's kind of
get to, hey, are we doing this right or wrong? I don't think we know what's wrong yet, so we're just... Every government entity is making a good faith effort to get the ball rolling. And perhaps more color will be provided down the road by the people who wrote this.
As other libraries complete.
So I think for collection, I think it may make more sense just to have every item in the collection. Mm-hmm. But for programming, I definitely see that we could break it down into a more subcategory. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. And this might be a place later in the report versus what we have here. Is there a place to discuss, or would that fit in here, like the number of people utilizing each of these things, or like the number of people that are involved in them? Like, we have all these things, whether one person uses them or 5,000 people use them.
I'm not sure if that's the scope's a good word. I don't know if that's what this is intended to apply to.
So we have our annual report, Illinois Public Library report. That's our IPLA report. And so we have those back from the year that they started requiring it. Mm-hmm. So that's a captured look at our yearly statistics for programs, for database use, for meeting room use. So we do capture that in a different document.
And that document is used for for our grant, the grant money that we receive from the state of Illinois, we have to submit that to the state library.
Yeah.
And they review it and said, okay, you're fine. You get your money.
Yeah. Good job.
My intention as chair of this committee is, I hope you feel welcome to ask questions. You're asking good questions. That one, I think, falls outside the scope of this one.
Yeah, and thank you for answering that. Like, yeah. I'm someone that will ask questions, and you can totally tell me, like, no.
And then if it is outside the scope, we'll address it, and then we'll move along. But any other questions about the core programs and services offered by the BPLD? I think we're good. All right. Number 10 is awards and recognitions.
You know, I went back and looked at the binders, and we don't have any awards that we've gotten other than our esteemed past ILA trustee award that we had Dave win in 2017. I went and asked all of the long-standing employees if they recall anything, and nobody really recalled anything outstanding. I don't know. From in my time frame that I've been here, we've never won anything from Hanover Township. I know that they do like those community awards, but we haven't won anything from that. I don't think we've ever submitted anything.
I think it's even outside people that submit the particular.
Okay, because I didn't know if we could do that because I'd be on that next year. And then a couple years ago in 2012, we were really proud that one of our elementary schools in Bartlett won an award for most increased summer reading club participants. And I think that was a reflection of the library because we worked really hard on marketing that year to get the word out to that school.
Well, so, I think probably we should include that.
I have it listed, but I can't think of any others. So I didn't know if you guys recall anything.
I don't view it as a referendum on quality. It's a government form.
Yeah.
They asked, we answered.
Yeah, we just don't have a lot of opportunities for that, you know. So
as soon as they have a library talent show, we're gonna get out there and kick butt.
Okay.
Any other thoughts on awards and recognitions? Fair enough. On to intergovernmental agreements.
So, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I took this as like official agreements,
right.
You know, not like us going over to the township and doing a book talk. To me, that's programming and outreach.
Yeah.
So the ones that I came up with are the one that when the library was built, it was the Intergovernmental Water Main Relocation and Extension. And that is, there's a copy of that in our trustee manual. That we'll review later down in the next part of the report. And then we do have a preschool educator loan policy. So we have, the preschools are able to get institutional cards and check out materials to bring back to their classroom so that they could use it in-house for their students.
I have a question. That agreement with the park, does that take in the parking lot?
Yeah.
Okay.
The verbiage sounds like water to me. Coastal or something like that.
That was like that little section, like right by where our parking jets up to it, that section right there in the middle.
Okay.
Side note, I don't know if teachers know about this.
we're actively working towards it. Yeah.
Any other thoughts or questions on the intergovernmental agreements? Fair enough. On to community partnerships.
So again, I think we covered everything unless I am missing something. So if you have any great ideas or suggestions, now is the time to let me know.
Since we partnered with Boy Scout Matt Luzak for his story walk, would you have to put would be able to put his troop on here? Would that not count because it's an individual project?
No, that's an excellent one. Thank you.
No problem.
So that was Boy Scout.
I can't remember the exact troop.
Okay, I'll look it up. Boy Scout troop. Yeah, that's a great, great suggestion, Aiden.
Thank you.
And I should have caught that because it was just recent.
Yeah, no problem.
I believe they're Troop 66.
Thank you.
Under U46, I know you have educational pathways. Do you partner, or does Youth Services partner with the Give Me Five? I know they do some with like the early literacy and preschool.
We do, and I talked to Phyllis about that, and I don't know if it's technically a partnership or a program that we assist them with. So I will verify, but we do actively work with that.
I think it might be a program along with like Birth to Five, if that's another thing that is in Illinois.
Yeah. I don't know if we're part of the Birth to Five. I'll double check with her. Or if it's the same title, but it got changed. Same concept? Okay, I'll look into it.
That's good. And any other thoughts on community partnerships? Fair enough. I think I went a little out of order and did number 13 at number 8. But
you know what I should add? Do I have the Village of Bartlett on here? I should put the Village of Bartlett because of the cocoa crawl.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh.
Right. Yeah. I forgot that one. Village.
Sometimes the really obvious ones.
Of Bartlett. Cocoa Crawl.
Well, does the Chamber count also? Because you do the Oktoberfest.
Chamber. And they're called the Bartlett Area.
Yeah, Bartlett Area Chamber of Commerce.
So anything with veterans?
Years ago when they had, do they have something on Memorial Day too? No.
Memorial Day, they
that's the Memorial Walk.
Yeah.
The only thing we did recently was get all of those flags, but that was kind of like a passive program that we did here.
Okay.
But that's a good opportunity. We should reach out to the veterans and find out what ways that we could partner with them.
Certainly. Either the veterans or the auxiliary.
Yeah.
Was there a Girl Scout group that maybe in the fall Youth Services did something with, like a scarecrow thing?
Oh, yeah.
I forgot what troop that was, though.
I'll ask Phyllis.
One other really fast question. If it's this account with the Friends, because I know that they partner with the Park District to do the summer concerts.
I thought about that one, too, because they do pay for it, because I was trying to figure out a way that we could say we're saving money. Uh-huh. But technically, the Friends are saving money,
and
they're outside of us. So.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
I know we're going to be partnering with the Village, the Park District, and the Fire Department to do a food drive for Hanover Township with something with Campbell's Soup Cans coming up. Have you heard about that?
No.
Yeah. So that'll be another one that we could add to the list.
What about, going back to the Oktoberfest thing, you also are involved with the Lions. Is that part and parcel of that?
Are we on there?
I have Lions for the Vision
screenings. Oh, you do have it on there. Okay.
Rotary Club for the literacy programs. I did Bartlett Park District for the Story Walk.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's going to be some overlap, right?
What about the July 4th committee? Because isn't this
Yep.
The parking?
Yeah.
We close?
Yep. We close and we give the police department the key.
Right.
So that would be a good one as a safety shelter.
Right.
And we have partnered with like the Park District again to do that big Halloween event, so I should put that down. And then, just so you know, we have an all-staff meeting on the 17th, so we were going to do this as a brainstorming session, because maybe some of the staff might be thinking about some things that I've forgotten.
Okay.
They've got a good chance of doing that.
Yeah.
And the artist thing, but that's a program that isn't...
No, I think that's a partnership. Okay. Yeah. I mean, it technically did go into a program, but it started out with meetings and trying to figure out how we could partner to offer a program. So both of them sponsor it.
How about it? Anybody else got any other thoughts on that one? Fair enough. At this point, I think, again... Jumping ahead back and forth a little bit, I believe we've settled on October 30th, 23 at 7 p.m., room to be determined, as our next date. Do we Do we want to set all of our meetings tonight or just the next one? Just the next one.
October is far enough away.
Fair enough, yeah, yeah. I believe the appropriate question at this point is to ask if we have town hall.
Before we do that, can I just kind of lay out the next step of what I'm going to be doing on my end? No. So the second part of the sample report has a whole bunch of documents that are just listed out that we need to review. So I was going to start going through these documents and emailing them to you to have you read on your downtime so that we're not going and spending a lot of time in a meeting reviewing them. And this will actually work out really well because we are moving forward with creating the online portal for the trustee manual. So as I'm going through and updating them, then we can update them and put the most current ones on that portal. Some of them, you know, we don't have to review. Some of them are kind of like, are you doing it? And I can state, you know, here is a list of our closed dates for holidays. Check, we have it done. Here's a list of our board meetings. Check, done. So you won't have to spend a lot of time reviewing it. But I think that if we do some of the work on our own time and come back and discuss, then it'll make the meeting more fluid.
I couldn't endorse that idea more strongly. Yes.
On the sample or the like blank report, after core programs or services offered by the, or under core programs or services offered by the library, it was A, our library offers the following core services, and B, other core services we could possibly provide. We think that would be a discussion for another time because I didn't see it in our...
Sorry, I have it in here.
Page five.
Yeah. So basically for that, we didn't talk about it. I apologize. For that, I kind of went through the strategic plan and picked out some of the goals that we have. But this is really another thing that you guys can think about and then bring me back some really cool ideas that we can add to it. So we want to increase our outreach offerings, whether it's at the senior centers or implementing homebound delivery. We want to implement a book bike. That's going to be my legacy in Bartlett. We want to create more non-traditional programming, and actually we have something in the works. Trustee Boyer reached out to us today to do a Hispanic story time, and so we have a youth assistant upstairs that's going to work with her and Phyllis on it, so we're excited about that. We want to look at increasing technology classes, make more technology available to our patrons. So those were taken directly from the strategic plan, but I'm always open if you have any other ideas and we can revisit this, you know, ongoing throughout the whole process.
So these six you said are from the strategic plan and then opportunity for discussion.
Very good. Good catch. These are good things. Now perhaps I will ask if there is any town hall. Seeing none, I believe a motion for adjournment is the next item.
So moved.
Trustee Barry with the motion and a second.
A second.
Trustee Daney with the second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Very good. The meeting is adjourned. It is, I probably should have done the, it was 7:02 when we started. I probably should have said that. 7:02 when we started and 7:36 as we adjourn. Thank you everybody for your participation, and we will reconvene this particular committee in October. Have a good night.
Good night.
Thank you, Joe. Have a good night.
Thank you.